Hello, friends. Today's tens on duty are San Francisco, Toronto, 10 number 1. And now let's hear Canada. Please go ahead. We can't hear you well. Oh, now it's good. We can't hear you.
Giants, the spiritual giants, they come together, they unite, and they show incredible tenacity, incredible devotion. The place where love is revealed, love for our friends, love for our teacher, and love for our spiritual path. We've been anticipating this moment all day, and we're so happy to be together in this magical moment where we can truly be Kabbalists. But let's not waste this moment right now. Let's lift each other up to new spiritual heights. Let's help each other reach these new spiritual heights. Let's do this together, friends. Thank you.
San Francisco, בבקשה.
San Francisco, go ahead.
קטע מקור. הגם שבא לידי הידיעה,
an excerpt. When he comes to know that the Creator can help him, and he understands that the real advice is only prayer, the body comes and makes him see that you see how many prayers you have already prayed, but you receive no answers from above. Therefore, why bother praying that the Creator will help you? You see that you are not getting any help from above. At that time, he cannot pray. Then we need to overcome once more through faith and believe that the Creator does hear the prayer of every mouth. And it does not matter if the person is adept and has good qualities or to the contrary. Rather, he must overcome and believe above reason Although his reason dictates that since he has prayed many times but still received no answer from above, how can he come and pray once more? This too requires overcoming, meaning to exert above reason and pray that the Creator will help him overcome his view and pray. Rabash, what is, if he swallows the bitter herb, he will not come out in the work. L'chaim, friends.
San Francisco, Shelata Sadna.
San Francisco, a workshop question.
אנחנו נקרא שאלת הסדנה לסדנת פעילה איך להתייחס אל הייאוש.
The workshop question, an active workshop. How to turn to the sense of despair into good. An active workshop, how to turn to the sense of despair into good.
To relate to despair is something good, as despair being the spirit of one's own forces, then a person can overcome and pray for the friends.
Yeah, we need to have three things: the greatness of the goal, the recognition of evil, and so desires for self-annulment, and confidence in the friends or the Creator. And then one can feel himself as the upper one. And that's what. And one should just despair of himself and trust in the upper one.
Yeah, it's not really clear. How can a person relate to despair as a good thing? Taking into consideration that despair is felt as something not good, how can he invert it into something good? Probably only by the influence of some external matter that inverts his consciousness in regard to what is he experiencing, where does it come from, what for, and only by the power of society.
Yeah, what you said is right. If it's despair, how can it be good? It's not despair. So there's room for prayer. That is why the despair is regarded as something good.
Good, because the prayer comes from the bottom of the heart. That is the correct prayer. And after that prayer, there has to come some deep inner cry that a person probably doesn't know that it exists in him altogether, and this is the kind of despair that you have to reach.
Because the truth and the Creator are exactly in the inversion point beyond the despair, the point of transition between the will to receive, that he had tried everything with his own forces, to the will to bestow, where that prayer, the ascent of the prayer, true prayer, rises from the center of the group, is for the Creator.
Despair is the biggest prayer, that is the biggest present that a person can get, a state out of which comes the true prayer from the bottom of the heart that the Creator answers.
Despair is indeed despair from one's own forces. This is a recognition that together with the ego, we will not be able to want and to attain spirituality at all. Rather, only with the help of the Creator. And in order to feel such joy, this is the work between us on the greatness of the goal. Integrating all of our desires towards spirituality. And then we will feel such despair in the right place. Despair from one's own forces. And then the prayer will be a true prayer indeed.
Despair in spirituality is something really good. It's when a person understands that he can't attain anything by his ego. He needs the attribute of bestowal. And then a person can really ask.
I've been thinking about what all the friends have said. And eventually we need the latter reforms for everyone. That's it.
true. You can also say that until a person... until a person reaches, despair, but
Toronto, please.
Toronto, please go ahead.
Friends. Question for Silent Workshop. What can we do when we feel that our prayer remains with no answer? Again, question for Silent Workshop. What can we do when we feel that our prayer remains with no answer?